Proclamation number 8210, dated the July 10th, 1962. Spiritual knowledge proves awakening and bond with God. Once you, as a human being, know about your origin, about your starting point from me and about your voluntary apostasy from me with the subsequent fall into the abyss, your spirit will have come alive, for you can only receive and understand this knowledge if my eternal Father Spirit conveys this knowledge to the spiritual spark in you. Thus the spirit in you must have been brought to life, and that presupposes a life of love according to my will. It presupposes that you have complied with the inner urging by my spiritual spark, which is part of me, and thus entered into my will, which requires you to live a life of love. The previous state of ignorance, which every human being finds himself in at the start of his earthly life, is evidence that a connection between this spiritual spark with me, the Father Spirit, has not yet taken place, that he is still completely detached from me, that he is still in the isolation he placed himself in through his past apostasy from me. For the separation from me also signifies complete lack of light, since my strength of love was no longer able to permeate the beings which grants them light and realization. Not a glimmer of understanding remained in you when you deserted me of your own accord, and in this utter darkness you enter this world as a human being. But you can gain realization again, you can draw this knowledge, which is offered to you in every way by me, your God and Father, from within yourselves when you live on earth. Merely the bond of the spiritual spark with the eternal Father Spirit must have been established, which then will also assure you the influx of light, that is, an unlimited measure of knowledge which will be imparted to you by the never-ending love as long as you fulfill the condition which I associated with it. And a person who becomes enlightened, who increases his knowledge of the kingdom which is not of this world, can consider himself fortunate. For he has already started his ascent, because he will only ever receive light as a result of a life of love, which is the purpose and goal of earthly life because it leads the human soul to perfection. A small amount of knowledge which corresponds to the truth is always a sign of divine union, because love unites the human being with me and love, in turn, guarantees truthful knowledge. This is why the human being should, from the start of his life, look for the association with me through a life of love, then his will shall be directed correctly, since you once directed it wrongly and therefore descended into darkness. And a will that is directed correctly will always strive towards me, but it must pay attention to the delicate voice, the expression of the spiritual spark in him, which tries to persuade him to live a way of life that is righteous before me. He will not be compelled to follow this spark's inner urging, for in the embodiment as a human being the soul receives its free will again which, however, would never be able to choose me had I not provided him with the spiritual spark as a little helper, which tries to influence him from within to steer his will into the right direction and thereby advance in his higher development until he has reached his goal, the unification with me, which this very spiritual spark, because it is a part of me, will constantly strive for. And as soon as the human being is granted just a little light, as soon as the truthful knowledge about his origin and his goal is presented to him, he will use his knowledge correctly. He will live his life accordingly, for he recognizes the will of his eternal God and Creator who wants to unite himself as Father with his child again, who wants to grant the original state to his living creation again, in which it was infinitely happy. But as long as the human being still lives in spiritual darkness, his life on earth is at a standstill, for he neither recognizes his beginning nor his end, He neither recognizes the purpose and goal nor the reason for his earthly existence, and thus he does not direct his will correctly either. That is, according to my will. His ability to do so is simply ailing, because he lacks all knowledge in his will, kept down by my adversary, is extremely weak as well, and only strength of love would be able to strengthen it. But this can only be gained by a person if he listens to my spirit in him which proclaims my will to him, which only ever expects loving activity from you so that you will ascend again. And thus, you should only try to attain knowledge about my will and live up to it, and truly, you will become enlightened, your strength will grow and you will also be able to resist my adversary. For then your spiritual spark will constantly strive towards the Father Spirit of Eternity, and it will also establish the union with him and never want to let go again. Because light and strength makes it immensely happy, and the soul will inseparably unite itself with me once more as it was in the beginning. Amen.